Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night to you. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. You already knew that, probably. I assume you listen most nights, and if you didn't, now you know. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. Every Wednesday night to Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. We're going to do that 2 hours from now. There's also plenty going on in the world of sports, but what else is new? A full 24 hours after the World Baseball Classic, you can say it was a success. What happens after this is to be determined. Ja Morant is back to playing basketball tonight, right now, this minute, this second for the Memphis Grizzlies. Grizzlies are hosting the Houston Rockets, and Ja Morant already has a big dunk. Ja Morant already has an exciting play on his way to the basket. Pretty cool. Damian Lillard is in action as well. The Blazers are beating the Jazz 51-47 at this moment. Damian Lillard over the past couple of days hasn't necessarily been, effusive about the Blazers season, the fact that they're out of the playoffs, it looks like, again, and that he doesn't necessarily want to be a part of a rebuild. Karl-Anthony Towns has returned for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Lamar Jackson is still in the news. Unfortunately, it's not because he has a new contract. Paul George is going to be reevaluated in a few weeks. We have more coaches changing teams in March Madness. We pick up with March Madness starting tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. The Madness will continue. College basketball expert Deshaun Tate will join us next hour. And I mentioned the top six tonight. Inspired by Willis Reed and his passing, someone we talked about yesterday evening, I'm going to give you a top six list. Some of the best captains, some of the best leaders that we've ever seen in sports. And so that will come 2 hours from now. If you follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief, you would have known about everything that we will discuss tonight. And we got a phone number here. It works as well. It's connected to multiple lines, can hold multiple people at one time. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to welcome you, whether you're at work, at home, on the Odyssey app, listening on Sirius XM. You could be tuned in to your local affiliate. Hey, I'm here to have a good time. And that's exactly what the hell I'm going to do for the next 4 hours. We'll keep you up to date with all of the games and such as we continue on with the evening. One thing that I'm waiting on, and I've said this over the past week or so, I'm waiting on the baseball regular season to start. We've gone from the Super Bowl to free agency, and next thing you know, about a month from now, we'll be looking at the NFL draft. The NFL never leaves the front page. The NBA taking a little bit of a backseat because of March Madness, but there are a lot of stories, unfortunately, injuries and unfortunate events surrounding people like Ja Morant that the NBA hasn't left the public view. It's in the top of the news lines. And then, typically, we just have spring training. Which, by the way, I also don't care about in the world of baseball. Because I'm not here for the warm-ups, okay? I got baseball almost every single day from the beginning of April all the way down really to October. I just want to know what are the new faces and new places, who did not get hurt, who was healthy. Hopefully nobody got hurt, but we know that's not the world that we live in. And this year, because of COVID and a little bit of a backup, we got the World Baseball Classic, which I also am not all that enthusiastic about. And the most enthusiastic thing, the most exciting thing about the World Baseball Classic, it took place last night. We talked about it. It was two teammates, Hall of Fame level talents, Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, Ohtani on the mound, closing out the game against his teammate Mike Trout, and he struck him out. This is what the final call sounded like on Fox Sports.
Ohtani's ready. Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world. They've spent 6 years preparing for this. And this incredible moment to finish it off as Shohei Ohtani strikes out Mike Trout and Japan beats the United States 3-2 in the championship game. A classic in every sense.
Yeah, after a while, kind of the levels, the energy levels, kind of petered out. Because the United States of America lost 3-2. And for some perspective here, we've had 24 hours to digest all of this, or most of it. The fifth edition of the WBC is complete. The first year of this tournament was in 2006. Japan has won three times. This is the first time they've won since 2009. And Major League Baseball has talked about how much of a success this is, saying that off of this year's WBC, that Major League Baseball was able to generate revenue between $90 and $100 million. If you think about a complete season for Major League Baseball, the revenue for the entire year is close to, I don't know, let's say about $15 billion, give or take 10 to 15. The attendance, Major League Baseball says, 1.3 million people showed up to watch approximately 40 games. This is Japan and Taiwan here in the United States of America. Only 1 million people showed up in 2017. The semifinals on Fox, they individually, or not individually, collectively, they averaged 2.4 million people who watched on FS1. And in Japan, the team that just won the WBC last night, Japan had three out of the four most watched games. Almost half the country, I mean half the country of Japan, watched Japan versus Italy. 44% of the country watched Japan take on South Korea. 42% of the country watched Japan versus Mexico. One out of every two homes? That's ridiculous. The next WBC, without a shadow of a doubt, Major League Baseball said so, it's going to take place in March of 2006. And so this WBC has been a success, both in regards to money, in regards to highlighting the game and its stars, and actually making baseball look like fun. I mean, when you got Shohei Ohtani showing up and showing out, this is good for the game, right? He's baseball's biggest star on planet Earth. My apologies to Aaron Judge. Shohei Ohtani batted 435 in his WBC. He pitched 9 2/3 innings. He struck out 11 guys, including his teammate Mike Trout, to win the damn thing. He won the championship with that strikeout. He was the MVP of the tournament. He hit the hardest ball. He hit the longest home run. Shohei Ohtani is the man. This was the Shohei Ohtani WBC, if you ask me, showing up and showing out for Japan. You want to know how enthusiastic Japan was about this? Listen to the final call, not on Fox, but on Japanese television.
Full count, Ohtani ka, Trout ka.
All I understood was Ohtani and WBC. Hey, Shep, did you pick up on anything else in that call?
That's all I got, too.
All I heard was Ohtani and WBC. That is a lot of excitement. The main newspaper in the country of Japan had an entire, like, special edition yesterday or this afternoon after winning the WBC. The last time this newspaper, I believe, is Yomiuri. I'm probably saying it wrong. My apologies. The last time they had an article or edition like this is when their former prime minister was assassinated. They don't just wake up and give these special editions. The WBC was big time in Japan. The money was big time here for Major League Baseball in the United States of America. And someone, Rob Manfred, yeah, the commissioner of baseball, someone who's not necessarily well-liked, he was interviewed. He was speaking to MLB Network after the game, and he was very happy with the results. Take a listen.
This is the world's game in a way. I mean, soccer, obviously people talk about it. The numbers from attendance of the World Baseball Classic off the charts.
It's unbelievable. Even before tonight's sellout, we blew away the record for the WBC in terms of live attendance. The Italy-Japan game, 65 million people watched that game. There was an exhibition game, Team Japan against one of the professional teams in Japan. 32 million people watched the game. 65 million is the largest audience ever to watch a baseball game.
Well, thank you, Rob Manfred. Great. I'm a little perplexed at the opening question or the opening statement presented to Rob Manfred. Hey, Shep, can we just hear that opening question one more time by the host?
This is the world's game in a way. I mean, soccer, obviously people talk about it. The numbers.
This is the world's game, by the way? Soccer, or people talk about soccer, of course. Okay, I get it. This is the MLB Network channel. But people, let's hear that again. Am I losing my mind? Let's listen.
This is the world's game in a way.
This is the world's game in a way. Now let's hear the part where he also talked about the World Cup. Let's hear that part, the whole thing.
This is the world's game in a way. I mean, soccer, obviously people talk about it.
Okay. Obviously. What am I, in the Twilight Zone?
Yes.
Like, okay, I am, Shep. I heard that correctly. Like, okay, Rob Manfred, the commissioner, is sitting at the desk. You just watched the World Baseball Classic. And now we're talking about how baseball is the world sport. And then he had to go, in a way. In what way? Help me out. Help me understand here. United States of America, Japan. Those are the two biggest countries on planet Earth who care about baseball. We can move into Latin America, the Caribbean, and that's it, really. Of course, yeah, sure, you're going to find people playing baseball, all over Earth, all over planet Earth, but not enough. Let me say it again for you. America, Japan, South America, parts of it, and the Caribbean, parts of it. Ain't no world sport. People play sports all over. I can say, I don't know, track and field. But let's not put soccer to the side. Like, oh, obviously people play. Well, that is the world sport. And the WBC is good. For people out here who can't listen or want to draw assumptions as to what I'm saying, I may not have interest in the WBC. That's not to say that my position will not change into the future. The WBC is good for baseball. Baseball has to figure out how to move this excitement into the regular season. That's it. The next WBC is in 2026. Is this supposed to carry over into this year, in 2024 season, and the 2025 season? Is it supposed to? Shohei Ohtani, is he still going to be swinging for the fences in 2026? I hope so. Is Mike Trout going to be around to oppose him again? I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be around this season, the way his injury history is. And so the WBC is good. Put it at the end of the year, though. We've seen Altuve go down, out for about 2 months here with a broken hand. We've seen Edwin Diaz go down, and sure, he jumped up and down and celebrated. And these injuries can take place at any time. We get that. We understand that. But you also have Major League Baseball with your own commissioner. Your own commissioner says it'd be nice if the quality of pitchers for the United States of America actually matched up to the batters. Everything can be improved. This thing just started in 2006. It's 2023. We've had five editions of it. How much of the WBC have you remembered before yesterday? They got work to do. They can make money off of it. They can generate excitement in the two most, you know, baseball crazy countries. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. The WBC is good. It's something that baseball has done right. This is glorified spring training for me. I don't care. Maybe if they move it to the end of the year, postseason, maybe if they can get active guys in there and not just some dudes scraped off the end of the bench to throw the ball, I'd be more interested. I'd be more prone to watch. But please, don't sound like this guy from the MLB Network who swore up and down that now this is America. Well, this is the world's game, sort of. Let's hear this guy again.
This is the world's game in a way. I mean, soccer, obviously people talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, the statement cancels itself out. The WBC is good. Baseball did something good. Maybe now baseball can do something for the regular season. I know they're trying, but maybe they can generate that excitement in the year. I'm not all that confident. Signed, a sad baseball fan. Yeah, maybe I'll be sadder much longer. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Congrats to Major League Baseball. Congrats to Mike Trout. We'll hear from Mike Trout on the other side of the break. And speaking of baseball, there's a baseball team that wants to trademark the name of its city? Like, is that even possible to do? We're going to talk about that. I want to update you on a basketball player from Boston. His name is Jaylen Brown. He doesn't seem too happy. I'll update you on Lamar Jackson. We'll talk about Zion Williamson. We're going to get you all set and ready for the continuation of March Madness. Ja Morant came back tonight. It's a new top six list. We are just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, this has been an ass-whooping just all night. I mean, sheesh. Chicago Bulls had no chance in hell with this crap. The Philadelphia 76ers are just waiting for the clock to run out. Less than 2 minutes in this game. The Sixers lead 114-89. There's a lot of angry people online because Joel Embiid, he basically played only a half of the game, had 12 points, didn't even come out for the second half. So much of an ass-whooping. Joel Embiid's score differential will not return. He ain't come and play in the second half. So there's quite a few people who have money on this game that is, let's just say they're not thrilled with that aspect of it. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, right before the break, we talked about the WBC and the success that it had relative to baseball in the most popular, countries for baseball, the largest ones, the United States of America and Japan. And I want you to hear, before we move away from the WBC, the man who got struck out by his own teammate, Mike Trout of the Angels. He was asked after the game by the assembled media on his reaction to Shohei Ohtani sitting him down and ending the game. And this is what Mike Trout had to say.
Everybody wanted to see it. He won round one. You can't take anything away from it. Just to be able to come out of the bullpen, you know, it's showtime. So, you know, hats off to them guys over there. It was a tough night for us, but we'll be back.
Yeah. Hey, Shep, guess what? When Mike Trout is already back in spring training, I think Ohtani will return on Friday. Mike Trout is going to show off his silver medal, right?
God. Yeah, you riled some people up with that comment, huh?
Yeah, well, it's just loser talk, man.
So, JR, just a little bit of a tease. When you do your top six, there is a very famous captain that shares a very similar sentiment to you about silver medals. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so silver medals are fine if you are on the way up, if you're ascending for something or trying to ascend to something. But when you're at the top of your game, when you're one of the best of the best of the best, ain't nobody trying to settle for no silver medal. So, yeah,
and I will say this, in fairness to your point as well, Griffey was not happy at all, like when he got the medal last night. So, it's not out of bounds what you were saying at all.
Yeah, that was my point last night. It's like Ken Griffey Jr., who has won what as a team player? He won a lot of money. He won a lot of hearts. He's one of the greatest baseball players ever. He don't have no damn World Series. He doesn't, okay? And so to watch Ken Griffey Jr., now retired and just a coach, I saw him in the batting cage the other day. Ken Griffey Jr. was out there swinging away. Swing looks just as sweet as it ever did, even though in his older age, he got some LBs on him, put on some pounds like most of us do. And Ken Griffey looked awesome. But to see him lean over and have a silver medal placed around his neck, I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. He really loves this. And, you know, let's wait a few years. I know Mike Trout basically said, oh, well, he won this round and we'll wait for the second one. Man, based on Mike Trout's injury history, I have no idea if we will ever see Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout again. You know, things can always be so poetic in just how life works. You never want to count anything out. I don't know what Mike Trout's going to be doing in 2026. Mike Trout had to spend basically a good portion of the summer trying to let everybody know that his back was going to be healthy enough for him to even have a career. And so I'd love to see it in 2026. The sixth edition of the World Baseball Classic. Let's see what happens when we get there. Quite unusual. Crazy comments. Almost like saying that baseball is the world's game. Kinda sorta. Okay, sure, yeah. Something else that's kinda sorta that caught my attention. We know the Boston Red Sox are gearing up for the start of the season, just like everybody else. This story caught my attention, I don't know, for just interesting reasons. Major League Baseball wants to crow so much about the money that it made, the eyeballs that watched the WBC, primarily in Japan. But the fact is, the Red Sox out here trying to make money as well. And now the curse, Shep, it's official, man. There's no curse. They just sucked for about 100 years, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Ain't nobody thinking about no damn curse. The Red Sox are now one of the most successful teams in all of baseball. They can count their championships and 9 titles that they have. Congratulations. Good for you. The Red Sox out here trying to make more money. The Boston Red Sox want to trademark Boston. You heard that correctly. The Boston Red Sox filed an application with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to trademark the word Boston. The Seattle Mariners and the Astros have basically tried to do the same damn thing. And you can try to own a city name, but can you? I cannot wake up tomorrow and wait to see the New York Yankees try to trademark New York. I can't wait to see how that will work. I can't wait for the Bulls to decide that they want to trademark Chicago.
Not after tonight.
Oh, I mean, after the ass whooping tonight? You know what would be? Let Michael Jordan do it, right?
Exactly.
Let Michael Jordan try to trademark Chicago. You can't do this. A team can obtain certain rights for commercial use of a city name, but you can't wake up and decide to just own a city name. The Red Sox filed these applications on March 17th. They want to register Boston for entertainment services, the name, baseball games, exhibitions, guided tours at the stadium, and clothing, shirts, uniforms, and wristbands. And there's a trademark law expert, congratulations to Sportico for this story, said that good luck. A city name isn't essential to the nature of a baseball team. So good luck, nice try to the Boston Red Sox and the Houston Astros and the Seattle Mariners. How greedy can you get? You want to own a name. It's kind of nuts to me. Hey, Marco Belletti, do you want to try your hand at, potentially owning New York?
That sounds really cool. I'll take Jersey. How about that? I mean, you know, try to aim a little lower.
Oh.
No?
What team is named after the Devils?
Yeah. Not much else. The Nets kind of ran away a long time ago. So, yeah, the Devils are still there. That's what I'm saying. I'm aiming low, right. JR. I'm trying to be nice here. I don't need all of New York.
Speaking of aiming low, did you hear about, and somebody should own the city of Newark. How about that? Somebody should trademark Newark. Did you hear about the city of Newark? Like having an entire press conference about a becoming sister cities with a fake city or country in India. Did you hear about that?
I did not, but I'm born and raised in Newark. You've got my you've piqued my attention.
Do yourself a favor. You will laugh. You will laugh your ass off when you see this. They held an entire press conference, wrote an entire proclamation for an Indian city that does not exist by some swindler. That's like if me, you, and Shep created a city and called it, you know, New Sports City. And we called up Newark and said, we believe in you, Newark, New Jersey. Can we be sister cities? And we had a press conference on the steps and did, had TV cameras. Nobody at City Hall thought that, hey, you know what? Maybe we should Google this imaginary city.
You know, I'll say this, JR, again, being, you know, spending most of my life in that city, swindlers and, you know, making stuff up and just to kind of do it for names, that goes hand in hand with the history, the rich history of Newark. So none of that really, really surprises me that they would be involved in things that are swindling, if you will.
Yeah, Newark has been swindled. Maybe we can go ahead and get the trademark for Newark. I think that'd be a good deal. We start our own city. We do better than everything going on in Newark. My apologies to the Devils. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are not here to swindle you. I will not con you with the World Baseball Classic or baseball now being the world sport. I will not con you with a false trademark. I'll just try my best to speak the truth. I'm going to tell you about Jaylen Brown, speaking of Boston on the other side of the break. And Jaylen Brown, he's telling the truth. He is deadly serious about his future in Boston. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are also open if you want to give me a holler. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to just thank you for all you do to the nation. I've been very analytical, and just looking at you, I can only say one thing. When you say, you know, I don't disagree with what you're saying, I think that's the biggest compliment that you give to people, and your marketing edge is that you're doing it on the radio, which is like the telephone versus, you know, being in front of the camera, and you know your stuff, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Besides Newark, New Jersey getting scammed and me trying to figure out how I could get a hold of the trademark to the city's name, Mark Cuban is mad. He is mad. So let me try to break this down in the best way possible. He's mad about a game this evening, and he's been mad many a times. We know over the course of about 20 years, he's been fined millions of dollars by the NBA to shut up and relax. And for the most part, he has shut up and has been relaxed. Tonight, in Dallas, the Golden State Warriors beat the Dallas Mavericks 127-125. If you can do math like me, simple math, you know that that is a 2-point differential. Steph Curry, bad shooting night, 20 points, 2 of 8 from downtown. Klay Thompson only had 9 points. There was no Kyrie Irving tonight. Luka Doncic had to go out there basically by himself, 30 points, 17 assists, 7 rebounds on a poor shooting night for himself, 2 of 10 from downtown. And you would think that, okay, sure, Golden State won. Get over it, right? No, wrong. The Dallas Mavericks are filing a protest. The Dallas Mavericks basically say, and I'll read you Mark Cuban's statement, there was a referee mistake that led to 2 free Warriors points late in the third quarter. Mark Cuban says, with about 2 minutes left in the third, the referee said, hey, Mavericks ball. The PA announcer in the arena said it. Hey, Mavericks ball. Then there was a timeout. During the timeout, the official changed the call and didn't say that it was now Warriors basketball. Then, Mark Cuban says, when they saw us line up as if it were as if our ball, he just gave the ball to the Warriors. And what did the Warriors do? Scored an easy 2 points. They never said a word about changing possession. The Warriors just got an easy basket. Mark Cuban says, crazy that it would matter in a 2-point game. Worst officiating non-call mistake possibly in the history of the NBA. All they had to do was tell us, and they didn't. The Dallas Mavericks protesting this game. The Dallas Mavericks now fall below 500. They have a record of 36-37. And a protest? I can't remember the last time I heard an NBA game played under protest. This is not Major League Baseball. And what exactly does that mean, play it under pro? What are they going to do? They going to replay 2 minutes of the game? I highly doubt it. The Dallas Mavericks right now, after the loss, they're in ninth place. They're in that stupid play-in game space, you know, seeds 7 to 10. The Utah Jazz are currently 10th. Who knows? They may fall out. They're playing the Portland Trail Blazers right now this very moment. But Mark Cuban is mad. I ain't never heard of it. Hey, Shep, have you ever heard of an NBA game just being reviewed, like under protest? You've heard of that?
Yeah. So JR, it's funny. So we both obviously caught wind of this a few minutes ago, and I looked this up, and guess the team that did this about 3 years ago protested. But
I don't know. Who is it?
Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh.
With your team, the Atlanta Hawks, off of originally a goaltending call, they waved off a John Collins bucket. I don't know if you remember this. This was three years ago.
No, I don't.
And then they gave it back to him. And
wait.
Yeah.
This was in 2020 or 19?
This was, yeah. I'm looking at this as this was 2020.
Oh, no, I don't remember that pandemic.
Yeah, 2020, originally, they called the goaltending offensive interference on John Collins. They got together, and it was a manipulation of the rules. And so this is not a one-time thing for Mark Cuban. My question for Mark Cuban, is he going to protest their defense when they gave up a wide-open layup to Steph Curry to basically win this game? Is he going to protest Luka Doncic going 2-for-10-for-3? Is he going to protest Luka, who missed a wide-open layup at the end of the game? Like, come on, Mark, you're better than this.
No. He should protest the trade. What, Nico? He should trade Nico for bringing in Kyrie Irving.
Hey, JR, you know, you got to remind me. Didn't this team, didn't they do okay in the playoffs last year at Dallas Mavericks?
They let the point guard, they let the good point guard who just plays basketball, they let him leave.
This team went from making the Western Conference Finals, beating the number one seed. We're up 30 points at halftime against the Phoenix Suns, got the Warriors' best. It was a gentleman's sweep, we know that. But they might not make the playoffs this year, JR. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, they'll probably stick around, depending on what happens with Kyrie and also Luka. The team ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They're ninth right now.
They should let me and you play next to Luka and Kyrie.
Yeah.
Because that's what the rest of the team is. They ain't got nobody behind them two dudes making a difference.
Listen, JR, I'm a big SGA fan. You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is unbelievable what he's done. The Oklahoma City Thunder should not have a better record than the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, well, I can't wait for Luka to get angry and upset. How about that? It sounds like fun to me.
Maybe he'll play his defense for once.
Defense of what?
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he should get upset. Maybe he'll actually play on the other side of the floor for once.
When you like to participate in, you know, some of the drinking activities of Mr. Luka Doncic, then it's hard to play defense. You get weighted down.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He likes to drink water, so I've heard. Colored water. What do I know? Nothing. Anyway. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Bryce is calling from Buffalo, New York. Maybe we can trademark Buffalo. Hey, Bryce, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. It's a pleasure to talk to you right now. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted your opinion on this whole DeAndre Hopkins talk that I've been hearing all day. I've been hearing that we might get rid of Ed Oliver and send him over with a pick. Do you think that's possible? I mean, I don't know if they'll take that as enough.
I have no idea. I haven't heard about a specific trade between the Buffalo Bills and the Cards for Hopkins. I have heard every single deal possible about Hopkins, and I have drawn no conclusions about him because it's clear as day that if I'm the Arizona Cardinals, I need to get up off of that man's contract because I ain't going anywhere. And then it's time to move on. The most I've heard, all honesty, isn't about the Buffalo Bills and DeAndre Hopkins. It's been about the other team in the AFC East, and that happens to be the New England Patriots. So I wouldn't draw too much into it until something actually happens. We've heard about DeAndre moving. I want to feel since pretty much even before the deadline last year when he came back from his PED suspension. So. Time will tell, but you know this already. Y'all need a big-time wide receiver. You don't need Josh Allen running around like a chicken with his head cut off every game, man.
Correct.
Give it some time, okay? Sorry.
Yes, sir. It was a pleasure talking to you, man.
No doubt, Bryce. Thank you for calling from Buffalo. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and speculate like I know exactly where DeAndre Hopkins is going. This man was playing the Twitter game, a social media game yesterday. He's like, well, I'll follow the New England Patriots on Twitter. Like his own teammate, Kyler Murray, was unfollowing everybody. It's like, come on. Stuff is just, These guys just play game. Just play the game. I understand you want to utilize all of this for leverage, and that we just don't got guys who play anymore. It stinks. You know, how about this? Jaylen Brown of the Celtics. Now, he don't do a lot of talking. I don't hear about him on social media. This dude is just strictly business. And he had an article in the New York Times, and he basically said, oh, man, the Boston Celtics, I'm going to try to stay where I'm wanted and where people give a damn about me. Well, he didn't say those words. But it was like, hey, I'm eligible for a contract extension. If the Celtics want me, then I'll stay. If not, then I'll go elsewhere. And then he had to kind of correct his statement or clarify it. And he ain't sound too thrilled in answering a question. Listen to Jaylen Brown speak to the media.
In terms of speculation, et cetera, I can't, you know, speculate on anything above what I'm doing right now. I think sometimes when people write articles, they get taken out of context at times, especially when, you know, when writers have their own agendas or whatever. So for me personally, I'm thinking about clarifying some of the things that have been recently said. But other than that, I'm just focused on my team. I'm focused on playing basketball and focused on, you know, winning games.
What do you want to clarify about the
things? Nothing right now. Right now, only thing I want to clarify is that Celtics need to play better and win more games.
Okay, well, the second place behind the Milwaukee Bucks right now. Jaylen Brown has next season, and that's it. He's going to be eligible for potentially, this is crazy, a five-year, $290 million deal if he makes one of the three All-NBA teams this season, of which I believe he will. And the Boston Celtics, we know that they have tried to trade him in the past, and I guess he ain't thrilled about it. Him telling them is just like, hey, either pay me or let me leave. Jaylen Brown utilizing the media like everybody else to try to get what he wants. At least he ain't playing these social media games, following the Celtics, unfollowing the Celtics. It's, I wish people would just play ball. People have been manipulating the media for years. Nothing wrong with that. Use it for what you can. What irks me is when you don't do nothing. Like DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, you've been good. You also suspended for drugs. You were also hurt. And what leverage do you have? Just show up to work first. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of showing up for work, I got an update. Ja Morant is back. Paul George is gone. And Zion Williamson? What the hell he doing? Eating? I'll tell you on the other side.
Hey, guys. This is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 29th year of football action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS and get into the action. BetUS, where the game begins.